3WA, AN4, UBE, you still out there, Steve?
They looked similar and everything else, so They always had good audio. I've never had any, you know, bad experiences with any Lenco radios I've ever had.
What's the link go online, man? I think it's $129. It might be $100. I can't remember. Best thing about looking at that one is seeing what that one is. Man, I like it. I mean, I love the radio. I got this thing at the ham fest for $40. It was a guy that had it listed on SwapNet, and called him up. He'd already had everything packed up, headed to the Spartanburg ham fest. And I just went and met him out there. You know, I just wanted to go check out the ham fest anyway, see what they had. And I met him out there, went ahead and bought it. $40. He came with a new microphone, old microphone, mountain bracket. I mean, it came with everything. I had that CBS other thing from Walmart, that little magnet mount. I ran that thing for the longest in here. And me and Mike couldn't even believe that I was actually hitting the repeater with it. But I used it on the Icon 2730A for a while. And then I put this radio in the truck and was using it on this radio. And we checked the SWR on it, man. The SWR was out the roof. Little bitty antenna up here, and believe it or not, that little antenna, it does pretty good, man.
It sounds like it was doing better than the Larson.
I think that Larson's got something going on. It's not the antenna, I think it's the magnet mount box thing that it sets in, because it poured rain in Greenwood yesterday. I think it's got water or something in it. You know, I don't even know if it ever seals up on the screw part for where the antenna screws on. I mean, it could have got in there and shorted out. See, it's like right now, my Cobra 29 LPD night watchman sitting here. I can talk to you and I can watch the needle go over in the red on it. Because it's actually telling me I got output power going out. But yesterday, I didn't even have that.
That you're not putting anything out. I think them ones, they got the ham fest for $1 a piece, were bad, because mine don't work good either, but he has a hypothesis on that, but I'm not sure about it. I think they were just all had burned up coals or something.
Well, but Mike says he thinks they're business band radios. You know, he said he don't think it's been cut for the band we own. I mean, that could very well be, you know. But I checked the SWR on it in the house on the NMO mount, and that SWR was good all the way through the band. I didn't have no reflective, you know, size or anything. And it was good up to about the top of the band. It started getting a little high up there. But it didn't go over a two. So, I mean, that was still good.
Yeah, NanoVNA on that one out there today and play with it and look at some things, you know, the reactants and all kind of different other things and just see, because the SWR is perfect and all the impedance is perfect, but I'm going to look at some other things and see what the heck's going on with that thing, why it won't do as good as my Diamond Super Gainer deal. I mean, it should be doing better than that. It's 5/8 wave. I don't know. Maybe not. That there was a cold in here, so who knows. But usually I've had a really good... It's not even doing as good as a quarter wave, like what you're running would do. So there's something definitely wrong there.
KN4UBG. But yeah, with whatever you figure out, man, let me know. I mean, that might explain what's going on with mine. I really need one of them things to hook up to that magnet box, you know, and check that box out, you know, see if that box is resin itself, you know what I'm saying? Because it could be shorting itself out inside that box somewhere.
They're out today. I don't know, man. And a lot of times with NMO mounts, that, you know, the center pin, that center little flap of metal, it gets toxic on both sides of the contact there. becomes a high resistance contact point, and that can cause, you know, the antenna not to work. So I'm going to look at all those things and then put it on the VNA and see what it's, yeah, I'm going to get out of here, finish eating my breakfast. I don't know if we're working today or not, so that'll, we'll know later. He don't even know yet, so we'll know we're on call. We'll know later on. 7-3, buddy, be safe out there, driving around, KG4QL. About $40, $40-something bucks. It's a vectoring network analyzer. It's basically like a MFJ 259 or 269, whatever, that antenna analyzer deal. It's just a little different what it does, but I like them. I actually like them better than the antenna analyzers of old, the great big things you got to carry all this crap around with you, and they're big and bulky. These things here are small, cheap, neat. They tell you a lot of stuff. You hook them to a computer or phone, they tell you even more. I mean, they're a must-have now at this point for me on doing any kind of antenna stuff.
KG4QLR. 7-3, KG4UBG.